KBOO Community Radio is proud to help sponsor the 8th Annual Northwest Indian Storytelling Festival to take place Friday and Saturday, October 18th and 19th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, October 20th at 1 p.m. The Friday evening event will take place at PCC Cascade, 705 North Killingsworth Street in Portland, and the Saturday and Sunday events will take place at the Native American Youth and Family Center, 5135 Northeast Columbia Boulevard in Portland. This year's festival features some of the Northwest's most gifted tribal tellers, tribal drumming and singing, an opening prayer, and a silent auction. This event is a benefit for the Northwest Indian Storytellers Association. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, October 18th, 2013, full moon, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. This program is brought to you by, you. You are the moving force, the dynamism behind programs like this and everything that you hear on KBOO. The full range, the full spectrum of programming that is utterly unique. That's the best thing about the station, and it's also our greatest hurdle, because keeping this type of activity on the airwaves alive and well is a full-time job. It's a full-time 24/7 radio station. It's a full-time 24/7 effort to keep it all flying. And that's where you come in, because during membership drive, that's your opportunity to step up to the plate and make your voice heard through your support for the radio station. Today is, of course, KBOO's well-known, well-beloved, and anticipated News and Public Affairs Day. The programming that you're going to hear today, you will definitely, we say this all the time, but this is News and Public Affairs Day during Membership Drive Fall 2013. You're going to hear amazing voices from across the world. And on Air Cascadia today, you're going to hear an amazing voice that has crossed the world and continues to rove the globe, bringing the voice of resistance to people in countries that I can't even begin to mention all of them. Dave Rovics, of course, is joining us today. Before we do that, though, I have Cascadia responsibilities. The weather for today, we've got partly sunny and then becoming very nice afternoon, warm, highs near 67, calm winds tonight. A bit foggy at the outset, then increasing clouds, lows around 41. And for tomorrow morning, patchy fog breaking up and we're becoming sunny in the afternoon, highs near 65, again calm winds for Saturday night, for tomorrow night. The clouds building up. It seems like something's about to change here. Lows around 43, and for Sunday, we've got a high of 66 Sunday night. It'll be a bit socked in, otherwise partly cloudy, lows around 45, which brings us full circle to Monday morning and also the alternative outlook, where the moon is 13 days old. We have a leaf moon in Pisces. It's a full moon, and it's a good time to sow root vegetables from the synodic point of view, the biodynamic people advise us that with the moon in Pisces, it's a water sign, so go for leafy plants. And the sidereal outlook moon in Pisces, water sign, promotes root growth. And that's it for both your alternative and your conventional forecast. Before we speak with Dave, I just want to, since we are in membership drive, and this is your moment to make that a critical phone call, while we take care of these. While we take care of this business, I want to thank Sam Parrish for engineering the show today. Thanks so much, Sam. And also KBOO's AM News and Public Affairs Director, Kathleen Stevenson. You know me, I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand, as we say every day on Air Cascadia. Good morning, Dave. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, good to be with you, Chris. How's it going?
It's going really well. We want to play, with your permission, if we could play Seize the Airwaves to kick things off this morning and get our listeners in the spirit of the moment. You've just come back from a tour. We want to talk about that and talk about how people view the United States from a distance.
Sounds good.
Seems like this.
That's about the in there. You're bleeping it out, I assume.
Yes, yes. Jenka took care of that for us. Thanks, Jenka, Evening News Director. Yeah, let's hear some of Seize the Day. And Seize the Radio, Seize the Airwaves, and then we're going to talk more about the events today and how the world is looking at us now.
Sure thing.
And here it comes.
This is how it started. It's not hard to understand. Coast to coast, they're lying at a CEO's command. From nationalist public radio, CNN and NBC, Big Brother spewing propaganda from the disinformation ministry. They say the economy is booming. We hear the homeless beggars' cries. They say we help poor countries. We see bombs falling from the skies. Reality doesn't exist, they're trying to say. But some of us decided there is another way. Seize the airwaves, seize the time. 'Cause lying to the people is the real crime. When it's all owned by corporations and theirs is the only word, we will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard. We will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard. Someone got a transmitter, started up a station. Then the idea spread right across the nation. Like the land and water, the air must be free. So let us shout together, the FCC. Seize the airwaves, seize the time. 'Cause lying to the people is the real crime. When it's all owned by corporations and theirs is the only word, we will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard. We will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard. And we'll do it all.
Dave, that really does say everything that we want to say today. This is KBOO. This is what community sounds like. This is what it's the voices from the barricades that resist and refuse to accept the status quo and demand change. From the rest of the world, you've just come back from a tour. Can you talk a little bit about how people are viewing the U.S. at this point in our somewhat tarnished history?
Well, I mean, certainly I was in Europe and Australia and Hong Kong and Japan. And then the last bit of the tour in Europe was during the government shutdown, and people were hearing a lot about the whole debate around the Affordable Health Care Act and stuff like that. And of course, I mean, not surprisingly, probably to anybody listening to cable, people everywhere outside of the United States thinks that the whole question of having any debate over whether there should be some form of universal health care, people think it's crazy. I mean, nobody in any other country thinks that this is this debate makes any sense. I mean, even Thatcher didn't get rid of, universal health care in Britain. I mean,
and we find ourselves in the bizarre situation where we're fighting for something we don't even want. That's a terrible idea. It's a giveaway to the insurance companies. Catherine Austin Fitz says, the one thing to keep your eye on these days is the complete monetization, the corporatization of the public sector in every single nook, cranny aspect of our lives, our water, our air. It's being monetized under our very feet all the time. This is what so much of what you do, so much of what you sing about is related to that. It's standing up and saying, absolutely no, not on our watch. We are not going to have it.
Yeah, and this is increasingly happening in many other, well, pretty much most everywhere that I go, you know, this creeping privatization of public services and all sorts of other things is happening all over Europe. And, it seems like everything is, you know, with some notable exceptions in certain local areas, you know, but basically overall, the overall trend is everything moving in the wrong direction under the sort of auspices of the European Union central management in Brussels.
But now, with the U.S. Really on the back foot and in utter disgrace, some of the clout, it seems, some of its influence, the power, and its massive sort of political and economic gravitational field, which has had a huge influence on other countries, especially underlined by the threat of violence done to them. We're bringing you democracy or else attitude. It seems that with that completely in tatters, that in some ways that the world has changed, because now the people have everywhere have seen demonstrably that this is it's not working anymore, and the wheels have come off.
Well, I mean, you know, this of course, you know, the U.S. isn't in a vacuum, as much as the U.S. continually looks outrageous by, you know, things like, say, Kerry going in front of the world and just lying from beginning to end, talking about how we're not going to lie about taking the world to war in Syria and all this kind of stuff. I mean, at the same time as this kind of thing is going on, and certainly any reasonable person should look at the administration today and see, you know, a bunch of warmongering, you know, people controlled by banks and oil companies, just like the last administration. The flip side of that is that, you know, you have in throughout the Western world, pretty much with very few exceptions, you have increasingly right-wing and increasingly xenophobic and Islamophobic governments coming to power. So, you know, this all this warmongering on the part of the U.S. is not like it's not like there's some kind of a widening gulf between the U.S. and the rest of the Western world. The gulf is, if anything, I'd say narrowing, and it's all going in the wrong direction.
Dave, hang on a sec. We're in membership drive right now, and at this point we have to break and go out. If you'd like to take us out over to the membership room, by all means, why support radio of this nature?
Why indeed? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Go on.
Oh, sure. Should I say something?
Please do. Oh, please. Yes.
Institutions like cable are absolutely essential to be supporting in this age of increasing consolidation and centralization of the media, and increasingly it's owned by more and more billionaires. And, you know, it's we have to have community-controlled media. We have to have more of it. We have to fund investigative journalism. Otherwise, it's just not going to exist.
Wow. Dave, thank you so much for that. We listened to Dave Robicks. We heard, to kick off the show, we heard CC Airwaves. Go to, just type in to whichever search engine you like, type in Dave Robicks and read the blog, take a look at the bio, and the music just keeps flowing and all around the world. So,
well, there's nothing centralized about KABU, folks. We are here. We are here in all our scattered glory, bringing you the truth as we know it, as we understand it, and we are asking for your help. Give us a call at 877-500-5266. Come on down and see us at 20 Southeast 8th, and you'll see Paul Roller with a piece of paper in his hand about to tell us something.
Well, yeah, if you agree with Dave Rovics about community-powered radio, community-controlled media, then you need to call us up, 877-500-5266. I just wanted to say, Per, that Dave Rovics, his new set of songs called Into a Prism, is included on our flash drive. I can't go into all the amazing wealth of things that are on this flash drive right now, because we only have a few seconds left before going to our next segment. But it's for $120 minimum donation, you can get this 4-gig audio flash drive.
It's like a whole day of radio or something.
That's a whole day of radio. And we got all sorts of stuff coming up here on community radio on this special News and Public Affairs Day. Next up is Thomas Lindsay of the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund on the community rights movement. After that, Aaron Gupta of the Occupy Wall Street Journal. Then Bill McKibben. We have to go back down now, but while you're listening to this, please call us up, 877-500-5266.
Or KBOO.FM or 20 Southeast 8th. Give us a visit. Have a cup of coffee with us. Best coffee in town. Give us a call. Come on down and see us. Do it now. Don't sit there idly on your bum. Come on down here and visit KBOO.
Thank you, Per. Thank you, Paul. This is KBOO Portland, where the time is 10:16 a.m. Coming up first in our News and Public Affairs Day lectures is Thomas Lindsay, Executive Director and co-founder of the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund. He serves as Chief Legal Counsel. The Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund works to build sustainable communities by assisting people to assert their right to local self-government.